Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. Many of you know that I've been working with pastors in India. We've taken over a Bible school there along with an orphanage, and we're working side by side with a local pastor there that has been managing this for quite some time. We're now doing Sunday morning, or I should say Sunday evening, gatherings and meetings with pastors for the protection of their identity and for the sake of preventing potential persecution. I'm not going to use their names, but I want to share with you some of the testimonies that we're getting and invite you to be a partner with us. Today in the meeting, there was a pastor's wife, and she was suffering from passing urine since 1 week. Doctors told her that you have kidney problems and you have to be admitted to the hospital and that you're probably going to need to be operated on. But Pastor Greg, after he shared his testimony and shared the word of God, you prayed for sick and God touched her and she ran into the toilet and passed urine. All glory to God. Another one, God healed a pastor who'd been suffering from right leg pain. He was sitting in the pastor's meeting having severe pain since 3 years after an accident. And when Pastor Greg prayed, God touched him and healed him instantly. All glory to God. God healed another pastor who had not been able to hear from one ear since 6 years and had never shared this with anyone. But when Pastor Greg prayed, God touched him and he started hearing instantly from that ear. All glory to God. Another pastor was suffering from neck pain since 3 months, and when Pastor Greg prayed, God touched him and healed him instantly. All glory to God. Another pastor was suffering from back pain since 1 year, and God touched him and healed him instantly right after Pastor Greg prayed. Another pastor was having itching problems and was always itching on his right hand and on his right side and his right arm, and he was feeling too shy to share it with anyone. But when Pastor Greg prayed, God healed him instantly. All glory to God. Another pastor was suffering from a fever for the past 2 weeks. He was fearing that he might have the corona. But when God touched him and he was healed, he got freed from fear from corona. All glory to God. Also, another pastor was healed because he was not able to digest food. Whenever he was eating something, he was vomiting. But after prayer, he ate dinner and he did not vomit. And just now he had called over to the pastor there and he's perfectly all right. All glory to God. Another pastor was suffering from pain of his backbone because 3 years ago he fell from his roof and he was always having pain in his backbone since. But when Pastor Greg prayed, God healed him instantly. All glory to God. I want to encourage you to join with us as we are seeing miracle after miracle, and we are able now to begin to minister to these pastors and encourage them by providing them with the funds that they need in order to feed their families and to help their congregations. Persecution is on the rise, and there is no work. Factories are closed. India is on a total shutdown as a result of this coronavirus. The persecution from Sikh, Hindu, Muslim, even from the Buddhists, all the way around, has been on the rise. But there's also been a bright light as we have been able to send funds over there that have allowed us to be able to feed the starving. And that is making a huge impact. So help us today. Go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Hover over the contact section and you'll see an India Project dropdown. Make a donation today. Please make your best donation today to help us to reach these pastors. God bless you. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again. Hour number two, by the way. If you missed any portions of hour number one, boy, do I encourage you to check it out. We kicked off today's program with Don Huffines, who's running in the GOP primary here in Texas, and we talked about Texas issues, and I'm telling you folks, as Texas goes, so's going to go the nation. Honestly, it really is, because of course, you know, Texas and California really are the leading states relative to the education system, relative to so many different things, largest economies, all of those different things. And it's so important because we know where California is. We know where New York is. We got to hang on to Texas. It's so critically important. Matt Long and I talked about a film, Finding Courage, and I encourage you to check that out. If you've not seen Finding Courage, go to findingcouragemovie.com or go to the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com. Go to the video section and you'll find Finding Courage. You got to scroll to about an hour and 59 minutes in, because we wanted to make sure we just did a stream and anyway, but go about an hour and 59 minutes in and you'll pick up the first parts of the film and you'll be able to watch it there. I am so excited to welcome my next guest to the program. He has a brand new book out, 25 Lies Exposing Democrats' Most Dangerous, Seductive, Damnable, Destructive Lies, and How to Refute Them. He is the author of The Iron Triangle. Born on a cotton plantation in Hollywood County, Tennessee, his parents at that time were sharecroppers. Through hard work and a belief in Jesus Christ, his parents pulled him and his seven siblings out of poverty. His family started the Ellison Family Gospel Singing Group, where he sang and played multiple instruments as a child and a young adult. Worked for 5 years as a correctional officer at the Medium Maximum Kirkland Correctional Institution in Columbia, South Carolina, and has worked for a number of nonprofits. Also ran as the Republican nominee in South Carolina in the 6th Congressional District in 2019. I welcome my good friend back to the program, Vince Everett Ellison. Vince, it's so good to have you back, man. I'm just thrilled to have you. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Pastor Greg. I'm happy to be with you. God bless you, and I'm I'm truly, truly blessed.
Well, my brother, you know, as I mentioned to you in the warm-up, you know, we hear, for example, we hear about CRT, critical race theory. The left uses propaganda to tell us that CRT is the made-up term of horrible white supremacists and parental domestic terrorists that show up at school board meetings and should be arrested and I guess locked up like the January 6th people, and like they do in Chinese Communist Party China. But Vince, CRT is a real thing, and it certainly flies in the face, I believe, of everything that Martin Luther King Jr. was speaking about. Can you talk about that and your thoughts on it and your experience in dealing with this issue?
Yeah. 25 Lies, actually, that's one of the chapters. I talk about the CRT and systemic racism being a thing. Two things about it. One, if you are a Christian, you know, light and darkness cannot exist together at the same time. Mm. If you are a Christian, you cannot be a victim. It's an impossibility. You're an heir of Jesus Christ. You're a son of God. Nothing is above you. You don't see people as below you. You see you always deal with yourself. You always try to be better than you were the day before, and you try to, and you love, and you try to help everyone. Second, CRT is a mechanism and a body of thought that was used in the black community to make black people feel like they were victims. They told them that the system was racist, that you could not do anything about it, that it was systemic, that white people had a certain privilege over you, and this privilege was embedded. Now what they want to do in this system, and this made black people actually hate themselves. They looked at themselves as inferior. And now when you put a group of black people in any area, in close proximity, they kill each other on the industrial level. Crime, murder, selling drugs to each other. The most terrible lyrics in our culture and in our art, you know, calling the girls the B word, the W word, each other the N word. It is just a culture of absolute self-hatred. And they are committing not genocide, but fratricide. Fratricide is when a family kills one another. Genocide is when some other entity kills you. They're committing fratricide, and fratricide comes from self-hate. Now, what they want to do, since they've been so successful with making African-Americans kill each other and hate one another, and thus for not being able to take care of themselves, they want to expand this to the white society. And they want to use the public educational system, the TCRT, to teach white children to hate themselves. They want them to believe that they are inherently evil, that they are irredeemable. They want them to look at themselves in the mirror and say that I'm a bad person. And when they start doing that, when white children start doing that, they will start killing each other at the same level as black children. And then they will decide and they will believe that they cannot work, that they cannot make it, that they are inferior, that they can't do well in America, and they'll have themselves a white, the other half of the white population to subdue and control, and they will never, ever lose power. That is their plan. Their plan is self-hatred. And when people hate each other, when they hate themselves, they are easily dominated because they're too busy. You know, they can't do anything because they're too busy fighting and killing and using drugs and things like that. But that's what the Democratic Party, that's what they're about. If you look at the black community, it is obvious that everywhere they have power, they have the reverse Midas touch. It is a ghetto. They control every drug house, every whorehouse, every drug corner, every failing school, every ghetto in America, and they're proud of it. They're not trying to change this stuff. They're doubling down on it because they get 90% of the black vote whenever they implement their ideology. And if the rest of white America isn't careful, they're going to implement it on their children, and their children will become fratricidal maniacs like many of the people in the black community now.
It's absolutely horrific to build in to a citizenry the idea of hate. I mean, this is exactly what the Democrats have done. When you go back to, you know, the Jim Crow laws, when you go back to how they instituted things, I mean, but you came out of that. You and your parents were sharecroppers in Tennessee, and you are living proof that there is an ability to work hard, trust God, and make yourselves better every single day and succeed, and to use the American Constitution and the American system as a means to success. And it's unique to anywhere else in the world. But what you're describing is really, in my mind, it sounds a lot like the places that people leave to come here to get away from.
Yeah, the first thing we had to do, Pastor Greg, was we had to disavow ourselves of the teaching of the Civil Rights Movement. Because the Civil Rights Movement basically taught black people to be stalkers. And it taught us to try to change the mind of white society. It didn't teach us to love ourselves. It taught us to try to get white people to love us, mostly racist white people, because good Christian white people loved us anyway. It taught us to try to integrate and change the minds of people that hated us. And that is against the tenets of Christianity and our Bible. Jesus never told us to try to change their minds. He said, live your life, let your light shine. If they hate you, love them. If they persecute you, love them. If they do harm to you, pray for them. But you live your life and never try to change the minds of anybody else. He also taught us not to offend. That means that if people do not want you around them, it is offensive for you to force yourself or use government coercion to force them to let you be around them. That's offensive. There's nothing more offensive than to be in the company of someone that doesn't want you around them. So what do? You live your life, and you become such a good person that they want you around them.
Yes.
Jackie Robinson, when he played baseball, Jackie was MVP. But Jackie Robinson understood racism, and he wouldn't even take a shower with the rest of the white players of the Yankees. It wasn't that they told him not to. Jackie wouldn't do it. And so after a while, two or three guys from the Yankees said, Jackie, why don't you take a shower with us? Jackie said, come on, man, be for real. Then the whole team came and asked Jackie Robinson, Jackie, shower with us. And Jackie Robinson started showering with the team because they wanted him to. Jackie did not want to be anywhere where he was not invited. You see what I'm saying? And because of his stature and who he was, now nobody in Major League Baseball can ever wear his number again. In our Bible, when Cain slew his brother right before he slew him, God asked him, why was he angry? And Cain said, because you rejected my offering. And God, this is a grandfather talking to his grandson. He said, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if not, sin waits at the door to master you, but you must master it. If you do well, will you not be accepted? See, that's what my father taught me, and that's what me and my brothers and sisters believe. That if we do well, we will be accepted by good people. And if not, I don't care about the bad person.
That's right.
We push back on the tenet that nonviolence was a Christian virtue. Nonviolence is not a Christian virtue. Non-aggression is a Christian virtue.
Right.
If me and you, Pastor Greg, are walking down the street at 12 o'clock midnight and we see a woman get raped, we're going to go to her aid. We're not going to say, well, we're nonviolent. We can't do nothing. No, we're going to go get that guy and we're going to whoop him until he stops fighting.
Come on.
Then we might minister to him.
Come on.
If we see a child getting abducted, we're not going to say, well, man, we too nonviolent Christians. We can't do it. No, we're going to grab the guy that's trying to abduct that child and hold him for the police.
Come on.
So we told this lie to a young generation that Christianity was a punk religion where people could beat you and slap you around. You're supposed to lay out and take it, and they rejected it. You know, Dr. King stood up and said that 100 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, he said this at the March on Washington. And I wondered why these young men were kneeling and angry about the flag. And I saw it when he said, 100 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, the Negro is still not free. That's a lie. I was born free.
Come on.
My Bible tells me that he who the Son has freed is free indeed.
Come on.
John Locke said that we were given our freedom from God. It's an unalienable right. It is irrevocable, non-transferable, and it's unsellable. So this poison that was put into the minds of black people, even a little line that says, I have a dream that one day I will not be judged by my children, will not be judged by the color of their skin. Well, Pastor Greg, you don't want to be judged by something that you're ashamed of. And I ain't ashamed of the color of my skin. And you ain't ashamed of the shame of yours.
That's right.
I'm a white man, I'm a black man, and we love each other. That's all.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his Son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Vince Everett Ellison is my guest. So excited to have him with me. Brand new book out. I really want to encourage you to get this. 25 Lies Exposing Democrats' Most Dangerous, Seductive, Damnable, Destructive Lies and How to Refute Them. And, you know, you're repositioning the black community in such a positive way, because you're doing, and it's interesting the conversation we're having, and you didn't know this, but I read Ephesians 6, 10 through 17 in the 7 minutes before I closed out my first hour, that talks about putting on the armor of God, fighting against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in this world and spiritual wickedness. So much of what you're talking about is encapsulated in that. There is good and there is evil, folks. That is the bottom line. There is no in between. There's no middle ground. There's either God or there's the devil. And that's it. And you've got to choose the side that you're going to be on, and the side that you're going to be on that's going to bring us together. What's going to unify us is Jesus Christ. That's what right. unified this nation in all of its greatest and darkest hours. You know, in the UK, what did Winston Churchill say to his people? Pray
pray. Mm-hmm. We need God. We can't beat the evil of Nazism and Hitler and Mussolini and authoritarianism. We can't win this fight without God.
Well, that's where we have to understand what you just said, Pastor Greg. Look, this is the deal. I wrote that definitive statement in my book when I started my first chapter. I say that since its inception in 1800, the Democratic Party leadership has been the most evil institution on the face of this earth. Because of slavery, because of the Confederacy, because of Jim Crow, and now because of their atheism and their socialism, they are still evil. They murder over a million children a year through abortion. They have passed a law in Washington State that says that children between 13 and 17 can have their sex change operations without their parents' permission. You know, little boys can go to school and get castrated now, and parents can't do anything about it. They've opened up these dope houses inside of New York and in Philly, where people can go and get these injections and just sit there, just government-funded crack houses. They have run God out of schools. They try to take Christian children and place this LGBTQ on them. They passed the Equality Act in the House that basically said that Christianity was discriminatory. Now, look, we no longer have policy disagreements with these people. This is an evil cabal of perverts, liars, thieves, and psychopaths. And until we understand that, we will never defeat them. Every day, they scream from the highest mountaintop that people like you and I are racist, that we are homophobic, that we're intolerant. Why? Because we want to be left alone. We want to keep most of what we earn, and we want to raise our children and grandchildren. This book that I wrote, 25 Lies, it is not to try to save people like me and you, Pastor Greg. They're not going to get us. We're too old and too ornery right now. They're not going to get us. They're after our children.
Yeah.
They're after our grandchildren.
Our grandchildren.
They're after our friends.
Yep.
They're after our neighbors. And 25 lies will give a conservative like us ammunition to explain these lies to these good people and to tell them the Democratic Party is trying to destroy this nation and send your soul to hell at the same time. We have to define who we're fighting and define who our enemy is. Abraham Lincoln, we had thought we had just policy disagreements with the South until he said, no, slavery is evil. It's got to be stamped out. We thought we had policy disagreements with Hitler until Churchill just said, no, he is evil. He has to be defeated. We thought we had policy disagreements with the communists until Ronald Reagan said, no, this is an evil empire. And we defeated it. We thought we had just policy disagreements when it came out of these Muslims blowing up things around the world until George W. Bush said, no, this is evil. Terrorism is evil, and we have to take it out, and we have defeated it. This is the same thing here. This is the fourth iteration that we've dealt with the Democratic Party and their evil. The first was slavery. We defeated that. Second was Confederacy. We defeated that.
Yep.
Third one was Jim Crow. Oh, we defeated that. And now we got socialism and atheism, and now we got to defeat them again. They're like a virus. They'll lay dormant until they think that the host is weak, and then they'll come back and they'll attack when they think they can kill it. Well, we beat them three times before. And with the power of Jesus Christ, we'll beat them again.
And I want to just add this, too. And I've been really promoting this a lot on the program to get people to understand the good news. And the good news is this. According to PRRI and the Pew Center, not necessarily conservative outlets, but their own polls indicate that 70% of Americans still claim Christianity. So, Vince, that's good news for us, because although that Christianity may not be authentic biblical Christianity, at least there's an understanding amongst the American people about Christianity as an underlying portion and part of their belief system. And we can work with that. We can take people who have a basic concept of Christianity and help them now to move towards biblical Christianity. And that's what you're talking about. All men created equal. We have all been created by God. You and me, red, brown, yellow, black, white, all of us created by God and given these inalienable rights here in this country, but set free by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And as you said, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Don't believe the lies. Vince, God bless you, and thanks for being with me today, man. I'm excited. excited to get you back on the program again very soon. Back with more Children Generation Radio coming up right after.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And folks, it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program. He has over 42 years experience in obstetrics as a board certified maternal fetal medicine specialist. He understands that doctors and nurses are afraid to speak out for fear of being destroyed and losing their licenses. He is not. If you were with me last week, we had Dr. Syed Haider,
who was with us and spoke about this. We've had Dr. Eric Napudi, Dr. Brian Artis, Sherry Tenpenny has been on the program. Dr. Judy Mikovits has been on the program. Folks, we are committed here to sharing with you the truth. We've had from Steve Kirsch's organization, Nurse Angela has been with us, Nurse Danny has been with us, and one of the things we've talked about with Nurse Angela and Nurse Danny was the impact on children coming into ER vaccine damaged. Here in this interview, I want you to understand the danger that individuals are facing by not understanding the truth about what is going on, and why I am so pleased to welcome Dr. James Thorpe to the program. Dr. Thorpe, welcome. It is an absolute pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
Pastor Greg, it's such an honor and a privilege to be on your program, and thank you so much. And I pray Jesus' blessing over your ministry today and for the rest of our lives. You're doing a very, very important job in truthing individuals. Pastor Young, you know that the narrative is completely falling apart. And what I stand for and what I want your readers to understand, your listeners, is that we are being fed a lie and a false narrative, and you cannot trust any physician or nurse or healthcare person in the United States of America, because we are all under a gag order. And this gag order was put in simultaneously by literally over 100 organizations, including all the boards and the Federation of State Medical Boards, the American Board of Medical Specialties, and my board, the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology. What they are doing is criminal. Basically, the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology is illegally, unethically, illegitimately, and unconstitutionally threatening all of its 22,000 plus constituents across the United States of America to push the vaccine in pregnant women and women of reproductive age. And this, there's two things that are important for everybody to view. Number one, their threats are totally unacceptable. I am a veteran. I served in the United States of America. I took an oath as an officer that I take to my grave. I took a Hippocratic oath as a physician, and most importantly, I have an oath to God to serve my patients and to serve them honestly, not lying to them. I will not stand for the fascism that is coming out of the medical community. I reject it. I will not comply, and I need more physicians, more nurses to stand up. Stand up. You might not agree with my opinions, but you all must agree that we will not accept fascism and go backwards and anti-science in medicine.
Talk to me about that. When you say anti-science, because that's their big thing. Well, you know, we need to follow the science, and these individuals that are out there that are suggesting something other than are just, you know, we've got to be very careful about these individuals. Talk to me, if you would be so kind, about the science as you see it, the medical facts that discount and disprove the things that they're forcing upon us.
Okay, I will. First of all, Sir Karl Popper, a tremendous scholar, passed away, I think, in the 90s. Science progresses by refutation, not denial. There's a big difference, refutation. So that there is no real science unless you listen to all narratives. Listen, Galileo, okay, was rejected because he didn't believe in the geocentric pattern of the solar system. He didn't believe that the sun revolved around the earth. He believed in the heliocentric. Yet he was mocked and he was persecuted his whole life. Go next to my hero, that one of the reasons why I went into maternal fetal medicine is Ignaz Philipp Semmelweis, who in the mid-1800s was an obstetrician. And at that time, 50% of the women in Vienna lying in hospitals died, okay? And he proved in the first, the very first clinical trial that hand washing would save the lives. He was persecuted, rejected, derided, censored, and really rejected. And he was absolutely right. You know, the same thing has happened over and over in medicine. And this is going to be the greatest catastrophe in the history of obstetrics. This disaster of pushing vaccines in pregnancy, it's going to make the disasters of DES, diethylstilbestrol, and thalidomide look like prenatal vitamins. You want science? Okay. I sent the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology a letter last week that included 1,018 references that are peer-reviewed, published in medical journals just in the last year, documenting severe morbidities and mortalities with the dangerous, deadly, what I would call experimental gene therapy jab. 1,019 peer-reviewed publications the last year. That, Pastor Greg, is science. And there are over 120 articles that document, peer-reviewed published articles that document that getting COVID and getting natural immunity is far more robust, completed, and durable. All three very important descriptors of natural immunity that the vaccine or the gene therapy does not provide. The gene therapy is completely dangerous. It completely paralyzes the right hand of the immune system, which is cellular immunity. It destroys it. Wow. The left hand of the immune system is making antibodies, okay? And that's just really a fraudulent, really worthless proxy that these designers of this gene therapy have used to create pseudoscience and an efficacy of what they say is 98%. It's all fraudulent. It's fake. It's falling apart. We as physicians have always followed the VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, and I know your listeners are familiar with that. And, you know, we've always used the rule that Peter McCullough states, the 550 rule. If there's five deaths associated with a medical device, a drug, or a vaccine, the FDA and CDC immediately put a black box warning on it. If there's 50 deaths, it's immediately taken off the market. And so we've broken all the rules. American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, I hold you accountable for killing a lot of fetuses and malforming a lot of fetuses in the womb. This is your fault, American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology. You cannot blame it on anybody else. And there should be civil and criminal charges brought against the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology if they do not work with me and change their course.
All right, let me jump in and ask a couple of questions. You know, we've had five children and I've got three grandchildren. And we had our last child was significantly vaccine damaged to the point of the MMR vaccine in California. And immediately upon receiving that, he had a stroke. So we understand this situation intimately. is my understanding in my wife's pregnancies, you know, with one of our children, she became ill and she had, you know, bad cold, flu, what have you going on. And we understood that you had to be very, very careful what she took because of the potential damage to the baby. I don't understand, in light of all of those years of that, and over the course of all five pregnancies, we were told the same thing. I don't understand why you would inject a pregnant woman with any of this stuff when they already know the potential damage that can be done to the pregnant woman. To the pregnancy and to the baby, doctor. It doesn't make sense to me. I'd like to address that when we're going to take a break here, but I'd like you to talk a little bit more about that. And then can we give folks some preventative ideas that you have? What do you, encourage your patients, your pregnant patients to do just to maintain?
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And it's my sincere pleasure to have with me Dr. James Thorpe. And he is a maternal fetal medicine expert, and he specializes, by the way, in telehealth. And so I encourage you to consider, if you are pregnant or you think that you're pregnant, his practice is I assume nationwide. He'll tell you that here in just a second. But he works through telehealth and specializes in that. So Dr. Thor, I was asking you as we were going in, you know, we were talking about, I remember with the five pregnancies and the five children that we had, that one of the things we were told to be very careful about was, you know, the issue of, you know, what did my wife take and what did she ingest and so on, because of the direct impact on the baby that she was carrying. And now I'm seeing, you know, pregnant women that are getting this, you know, crazy injection, and I'm thinking that somebody should be concerned about that. You've raised that concern. Talk to me about the things that you encourage your patients to do, and go ahead, by all means, make a commercial if you like. It's fine.
Well, Pastor Greg, first off, thank you again for having me.
Sure.
But I think that what I would say to your when I counsel my pregnant patients, I don't come across as opinionated, but you're asking my opinions.
Yes, sir.
So I need to give you my opinions. When I counsel my patients, I do so non-directively. But I'm not going to be non-directive on your show. Your listeners out there, do not take this poison jab in pregnancy. Do not take it. Number one, it's not effective. It's totally ineffective, and it paralyzes your immune system. The Omicron has completely destroyed the narrative. Number two is it's safe. It's extraordinarily dangerous. In the letter I communicated with the American Board of OBGYN, I did the analytics. It's causing pregnancy loss. It's causing malformations. It's causing permanently damaged children. Here's what you need to do, and you need to know. You do not take the vaccine. Take your vitamin C. Take your vitamin D3. And the best preparation of vitamin D3 is the one that you can get on Amazon, which is a vitamin D3 K2 cream. And that's the safest and the best preparation. Taking the pills is okay, but the absorption from the gut is not great. Immune health is what it's all about for your listeners. Zinc is very important, over and above the prenatal vitamins. Now, all of my pregnant women that I counsel then get the zinc, the vitamin C, the vitamin D3. Those are the most important. And if you get sick, the early treatment is the same in the non-pregnant individual. So the vaccination is not really necessary. The natural course of COVID-19, 99% resolves spontaneously. Yes, pregnancy does slightly increase the risk, but we have early treatment protocols with Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Zelenko, and many others. Millions and millions and millions of patients are treated safely with these protocols. And then for anybody that has risk factors, do not take the vaccination. I use hydroxychloroquine, 400 milligrams by mouth once a week, prophylactically. We've used hydroxychloroquine in pregnancy for 40 or 50 years for all pregnant women that have autoimmune disease. So I know it to be safe. I've used it myself. My dog is agreeing with me.
I hear that. I hear that. That's always a good sign when the dog barks along.
the dog is agreeing with me. So I feel extremely comfortable with hydroxychloroquine in pregnancy. It's a massive safety experience, and I would much rather the patients take the hydroxychloroquine 400 milligrams once a week than a dangerous jab that there's zero credible safety data on.
Now, let me ask you this, doctor, if I may. How might someone, if there's someone out there that's pregnant and they're going to an OBGYN who is, you know, feeling pressured by the ABOG people to keep pushing and insisting and even to the point of saying, look, I'm not going to treat you unless you take the jab, unless you get the injection or the vaccine, and you know, making statements like, you know, you're putting yourself and your child at risk and all the things that they say, I'm sure. How could they reach out to you and maybe get some counsel as to what steps they could take and how they could be served?
First of all, reject your obstetrician. Like I said, you can't trust any physician in the United States of America. You can't trust any nurse. We're under a gag order, a fascist, communist gag order. If somebody wants to get a hold of me, all the stuff that I do in this realm outside of my practice is pro bono. I am inundated, but if I can help somebody, my email is jathorp@bellsouth.net. And as long as I'm giving out emails, what I'd like your listeners to do, those of you who oppose this communist fascist statement from the American Board of Obstetrics and Gynecology, please email the executive director, Dr. George Wendell, MD, and his email is gwendell, W-E-N-D-E-L, @abog.org. You contact Dr. Wendell and express your extreme concern for their fascist recommendations that are suppressing free speech and all of the obstetricians and pushing this dangerous poison.
Let me ask you this, doctor, with your permission. May I post your letter on my website?
Absolutely, please do, and you send it to as many people
so,
as you can.
So, folks, here's what I'm going to do. We're going to get this letter posted on the website. Your action that I'm going to ask you to take is to copy and paste a copy of the link to that post in the email that you send to Mr. Wendell, and it's gwendell, W-E-N-D-E-L, @abog, A as in apple, B as in boy, O as in Oscar, G as in George, .org, and say, please take the advice of this senior obstetrician and change your policies. Lives are at stake. That's all you need to say.
Please.
That's all you need to say.
Please. That's perfect, Pastor Greg.
And let's inundate G. Wendell's email with Dr. Thorpe's letter and make them pay attention to it. I'm telling you, for every one of those emails, they will count it as nearly 100,000 people. So think about that. If 100 of you sent in letters today, sent this email today, 100 of you that are listening to me right now, just 100 of you, that would be the equivalent in their minds of over 1 million people that are concerned about their policy. And I promise you, it will cause them to act. So let's do it,
Amen.
Folks. Let's save some lives. Let's save babies' lives. You have a concern about abortion? You should have a concern about babies that are being aborted chemically through an injection. That should concern you. Let's take action, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of the day, let's take action. Dr. Thorpe, thanks for being with me. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you when I get off air here in just a moment. Folks, we will be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up tomorrow. I've got more great programming lined up for you. Michael Morris, Free Speech America, Tim Parrish, Project 21 Black Leadership Network, David Shostokas, our constitutional attorney, and Dee Dee Loggison will be joining Rick Manning and I.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
Are there parts of your life that you keep hidden from your spouse? Ashley Willis says that's not unusual.
The reason so many of us are scared to share things like this in marriage is because we live in a culture that says you're crazy if you're going to be that vulnerable.
Pursuing transparency and oneness in a marriage relationship this week on Family Life Today with Dave and Ann Wilson.